Chapter 8, The Parable of the Sower. And it came to pass soon afterwards that he went through the cities and villages, preaching and bringing the good tidings of the kingdom of God. And companying with him were the 12 and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, that was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered to them out of their means. And when a great crowd came together, and they of every city had come to him, he spoke by a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And other fell on the rock, and as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And other fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew with it, and choked it. And other fell into good ground, and grew, and brought forth fruit 100-fold. And he said these things, he cried, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him what this parable meant. And he said, "To you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest the parables remain as parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. And those on the rock are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy, but these have no root. They for a while believe, but in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns, these are those who have heard, but as they go on their way, they are choked with cares and riches and the pleasures of life and bring no fruit to maturity. And that in the good ground are those with an honest and good heart who, having heard the word, hold it fast and bring forth fruit with patience. Nobody, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand so that they that enter may see the light. For nothing is hid that shall not be revealed, nor anything secret that shall not be known and come to light. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whoever has, to him shall be given, and whoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that which he thinks he has. Jesus calms the storm. And they came to him, his mother and relatives, but they could not come to him because of the crowd. And it was told him, "Your mother and your relatives stand outside desiring to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother, my relatives are these that hear the word of God and do it." Now it came to pass on one of those days that he boarded a ship, he and his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And they cast off. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger for their lives. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And being afraid, they marvelled, saying to each other, "Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" The healing of Legion. And they arrived in the region of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he had arrived upon the land, there met him a certain man out of the city who had demons. And for a long time he had worn no clothes, and abode not in any house but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he was commanded the unclean spirit to come out from the man. For oftentimes it had seized him, and he was kept under guard and bound with chains and fetters, and breaking the chains apart, he was driven by the demon into the desert. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered into him. And they begged him that he would not command them to depart into the abyss. Now, there was a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they begged him that he would give them leave to enter into them. And he gave them permission. And the demons came out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd rushed down the hill into the lake and were drowned. And when the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and reported it in the nearby town and in the countryside. And they went out to see what had happened. And they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had left sitting, clothed, and in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how he that was possessed with demons had been healed. And all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into a boat and returned. But the man from whom the demons had left pleaded with him that he might be with him. But he sent him away, saying, "Return to your family and declare what great things God has done for you." And he went his way, publishing throughout the whole city how great were the things Jesus had done for him. And when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were waiting for him. Jesus raises a dead girl. And there came a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come into his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the crowd crushed him. And a woman who had suffered from chronic bleeding for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood upon doctors and could not be healed by any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her bleeding stopped. And Jesus said, "Who is it that touched me?" And when all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the crowds press upon you and crush you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I perceived power going out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people for what reason she touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." While he yet spoke, there came one from the house of the ruler of the synagogue, saying, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But Jesus, hearing this, responded, "Fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole." And when he came to the house, he did not permit anyone to enter with him except Peter, John, and James, and the father and mother of the girl. All were weeping and bewailing her, but he said, "Weep not, she's not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed at him with scorn, knowing that she was dead. But he, taking her by the hand, called, saying, "Little girl, arise." And her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately. And he commanded that something be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he ordered them to tell no one what had been done.